You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal!
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill League podcast. Alex Dunn and Pete Farries are here to look ahead to the best that the Championship has to offer this weekend. Gav Puszczalowski and Al Ross along shortly to look at League One and League Two. Mr. Farries, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Alex. How are you?
Very good. You're going to the dentist soon.
Yeah, a bit worried about that. Not any kind of problem, just I've not been for 6 years. And my girlfriend's best friend is a dentist, and she has been roundly telling me off for 4.5 years of knowing my girlfriend, and I finally cracked and I'm going to go, but a bit nervous because I've not been for ages. Not about kind of any of the process, just that they're going to look in my mouth and go, well, this is just chaos, and it's going to cost me 40 grand to get sorted.
That's okay, though. You've got the money.
Well, I certainly have now after finally getting back to a winning nap last weekend. See, brought that back around.
That's a lovely link.
Yeah, quality, wasn't it? Mm. I did think Fulham would win, but in the end, just almost at the last second, if I'm perfectly honest, of the two, is Fulham on the outright or Fulham to score over 1.5 match goals. And at the last kind of, just before recording, I went, I'm going to go for the over 1.5. And thank God I did.
A wise decision from Pete Farries. Quick roundup of Championship table action, mainly because my side Newcastle are back on top, having beaten Brighton in midweek in a crazy game.
Through nothing but skill and guile.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Decent performance,
yes.
Decent game, very fortunate way of getting back into it. But as a biased Newcastle fan, I will say that the first penalty wasn't a penalty.
No, it wasn't.
So if you're giving goals for nothing, then there you are.
So it was 1-0 technically.
Yes. With a last-minute winner, which I'm still happy with. I'll take that. But, of course, Newcastle have to travel to Huddersfield this weekend. We'll get to that game shortly. Brighton, though, still, they're in a fantastic position, aren't they? They travel to Forest on Saturday.
Yeah, and actually, when we get to the rest of my picks from the Championship this weekend, in a weekend, if I'm honest, that I think is a tricky weekend in the Championship, to be brutally honest. But I'm pro Brighton this weekend, as you know, we'll hear my reasons why in a minute. But I'm pro Brighton this weekend. They're an excellent side. I love Chris Hughton. You know, I've got my stock Chris Hughton stories from when I worked up in the Northeast. He's a lovely bloke, and I really hope Brighton win, because they have been, let's be fair, the two at the top of the table. You know, you could argue about Reading in fifth. You could argue some of the teams have maybe fluked, you know, certain positions, not fluked, but haven't been brilliant, but have still got to where they are. Newcastle and Brighton are the two best teams in the Championship and deserve to go up, and they will. I don't know in what order, but they will be the top two come the end of the season. At the bottom end, it's grim for quite a few teams.
I was going to say, two huge clashes this weekend, Blackburn Wigan and Bristol City Burton.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about these very briefly because I haven't actually covered the Blackburn game. I think Blackburn are a good price at 7-5. Bit of improvement in form recently over the last five games. Owen Coyle has obviously gone. Mogg has gone in, and he's a very good bloke as well. And a good manager, actually, but he just keeps choosing strange clubs.
Yes, but he did get off to a winning start, though, didn't he?
He did. He got off to a winning start, and there's a couple of guys there that he knows very well. As well, Emnes and Graham and stuff. So, I think Blackburn will win that game. I think it's 7-5. They're a good price. I do still think, though, that Wigan are done. It's just a strange sound there. I mean, you can't discount Wolves, for example, who have a game in hand over Blackburn, but that game in hand is against Huddersfield, and they're only 2 points off relegation at the moment. So it's a very grim time at the bottom, isn't it, for a few teams.
Just looking at my emails here, I got an email from Lewis Allen.
Mr. Napman.
Mr. Napman. What a lovely email. Hi, guys. Here are the updated Naps tables. The League podcast landed a 7-1 Nap treble. The European podcast landed a 3-1 Nap double. Just another plug for my other podcast there.
You don't come on this podcast and start touting your other podcast.
Either way, though, a Naps treble and a Naps double landed. Not
bad
going.
About time, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, good news. I mean, I know that Al's been in fine fettle this season in League Two.
£96.52 profit if you had a tenner on all of Al Ross's selections.
Yeah, so you're looking at, what, nine times your stake, aren't you? Eight times your stake? Nine
yes.
times your stake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pete Farries, £48.34 profit.
Look, if you, I've never finished in negative on a single league. What is this? I think this is season number five or six of the league podcast, and mm-hmm. I've never ever finished in negative.
And Gav Poshalovsky -£74.16, but
yeah,
did have Fleetwood last week. Did have Fleetwood last week, so he's on the way up.
Yeah, he's got about 7 weeks. If he keeps winning every week, he could probably get over the line.
That is true, but yeah, a needed winning nap for yourself there, Mr. Farries. Gav's actually had two in a row now. And Al has been in flying form. I'm just looking. There's only been two occasions where Al has gone successive weeks without a winner. Not bad, that, is it?
It's very good. It's very, very good. League Two's been full of value this year, hasn't it? It's interesting because I know we want to talk about the games, but those of you who listen regularly know that my girlfriend does an Acca now on a Saturday. She analyses form and stuff, and most weeks now she sort of got four picks from League Two, then one from League One and one from the Championship, because she enjoys betting in League Two more than the others.
Four from the bottom and two from the top, please, Carol.
Exactly, yeah. But she's loving League Two. She always goes on about how good League Two is for value. I think it's great. I think it's really good. The Championship, there is no feeling like getting three or four right in the Championship, because it's such chaos.
That is true.
You're just like, ah, brilliant. Yeah, good.
Let's start then with the Friday evening game in the Championship. Two really good televised fixtures to look forward to this week, and the first of them is Birmingham against Leeds. Birmingham 11-5, the draw is 11-5, and Leeds are 13-10. Don't forget, hashtag your odds is available on this match. Tweet at William Hill to get your request in. Fascinating clash this, because Leeds have been so good this season, so much better than they have been in recent seasons, and predominantly very consistent as well. Their away form hasn't been quite as good as their home form. They've still won seven games on the road so far this season, though, and they come up against a Birmingham side who, frankly, under Gianfranco Zola, aren't up to much. But they're not going to go down, they're not going to go up. Frankly, Birmingham may as well already be on their holidays. Does that make the 13-10 on Leeds good value here, Pete?
100%. Listen, this season, if you wanted to make value on Leeds this season, as you just said, predominantly it's at Elland Road, isn't it? The league's third best home team, just brilliant at Elland Road, and of course got themselves a very, very good result the other day against Sheffield Wednesday. Again, Wednesday don't travel well, but Leeds, you know, it's still Wednesday, and Leeds got a really good result against them. I mean, this one to me is so simple. It's possibly the simplest bet in a Championship this weekend. I don't know what you think, but for me, it is the simplest way in. It's the simplest argument to make. Birmingham aren't very good.
Yes.
There, I mean, I could almost leave it there.
No, but it sounds really disrespectful, but at the same time, it's pretty true. And honestly, you look at teams who are around Birmingham in the table, I would much rather play Birmingham than Aston Villa,
yep.
than Brentford.
Yep.
Even if you go a bit further down, I'd rather play Birmingham than Forest or Wolves. You know, and there are some of those sides are in rank bad form.
Yeah. No,
but Birmingham just don't really inspire.
And it stems from the decision they made.
Mm.
I mean, let's be fair, their away form wasn't great under Rowe either, so let's be honest.
No, and they do come here off the back of a 2-1 win against Wolves, who
yeah.
I know I've just said that
team,
I'd rather play, but
who,
you know what I mean?
Who historically they struggle against as well, to be fair, over recent head-to-heads. But it still doesn't matter to me, because I would back Leeds against most teams in the league. So to get them odds against, a decent odds against as well, against Birmingham, for me as a punter, is a very clear yes. I mean, okay, if you look at their last five games, they've drawn two, lost two, and won one at home, this is, I should say. The teams they've drawn against, Newcastle and Forest, you know, very good draw and whatever draw. Teams they've lost against, Reading, fair enough. Battered by QPR, of course. And they beat Fulham, which is a good result. But, I mean, what argument, and sometimes when I'm putting a bet together, I think, right, let's just forget my prejudice, forget what I think here. What argument can I put together for Birmingham? I can't.
Away win, then?
Yeah, I mean, one win in five for Leeds away. Maybe you could argue that. But then one of the losses was against Barnsley, local rivals who were a decent side. One of them's at Huddersfield, fair enough. A draw against Ipswich, who everyone draws against. And a draw at Villa. So it's not, you know, they would like to have maybe added an extra win to that. But odds against 13-10 is an absolute, just a gorgeous, gorgeous price. Now, we're talking gorgeous prices. then Chris Wood has got to be considered, hasn't he?
He's part of the enhanced odds as well, or one of the enhanced odds. Chris Wood to score leads to him 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. Was 92, is now 5-1.
Exactly where I was about to go. Seven goals in 10 for Chris Wood, 20 league goals this season. Now, admittedly, he tends to score more at home than he does away, but that isn't saying that he doesn't score away from home, because he does. Now, if you're looking at 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, you're going to look at that happening for quite a few Leeds wins. I mean, I'll just run through the teams where that would have landed this season. I mean, I could do it at home and away, so let's do it home and away, because it's a very regular result. 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. These are the teams they've beaten to that score. Sheffield Wednesday, Blackburn, Cardiff, Ipswich, Barnsley, Wolves, Burton, Rotherham, Villa, Reading, Brentford, Derby, Forest, Blackburn, Bristol City, Sheffield Wednesday.
Again? No, Sheffield Wednesday again.
Sorry, I thought you meant do it again.
You can do if you want, but...
No, but I think I've made my point.
No, I think Sheffield Wednesday were the only side that appeared twice. That was my point. Don't worry.
Okay,
don't worry.
Okay.
As you were.
But my point remains, though. That's how often that's landed. Now, we know how often Chris Wood scores in Leeds wins as well. So that 5-1, if you think Leeds are going to win, which I 100% do, then that 5-1 is an absolute corker of a bet. Now, you could play, you know, Chris Wood anytime at 6-5, and anyone who told you it was a bad bet would just be wrong. I think Birmingham are poor from set pieces as well, so I think someone like Pontus Janssen at 10s could be very interesting as well. Bartley at 6s. But Alex, you know, there'll be some great hashtag your odds on this, like you say, but right now on the enhanced odds, Chris Wood to score, Leeds to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 5-1. Leeds were almost my nap this weekend, and I've got to say, I even ummed and ahed about this 5-1. I think they're both brilliant bets. For me, there's no doubt Leeds win this game.
Right. We'll move to the Saturday tea time game. Huddersfield against Newcastle. Huddersfield 19-10, the draw 11-5, and Newcastle are 6-4. It's third against first. Huddersfield have been absolutely sublime of late, and yes, they got tonked in midweek by Man City, but that was very much Huddersfield reserves. And provided that that hasn't affected morale in any way, shape or form, they're going to come here full of confidence. Newcastle, though, similarly, after that trip to Brighton in midweek and that comeback, they will be full of confidence. And this all stacks up for what should be a cracking game. Let's not forget that Huddersfield did win at St James's Park in the second game of the season. Plenty of enhanced odds to get stuck into here. Naki Wells to score Huddersfield to win, pushed out from 7-2 to 5-1. Mohamed Diame to score Newcastle to win from 11-2 to 7-1. And plenty more to look at on the William Hill website. Really tricky one to call this one, Pete, but I think this should be an absolute belter.
Yeah, it is a very tricky one to call. And in fact, over the last 24 hours in beginning for this podcast, I was kind of flipping from one side to another. You know, Newcastle got a win at the Amex. That's an incredible result. They never lose at the Amex, Brighton. You know, it doesn't matter how it happened. The fact is it happened. On the other side of it, well, hang on though, Pete. Huddersfield are incredible at the John Smiths. You know, they're just an incredible team. And you know what? Yeah, they did get done by Man City, but also they played better than the scoreline suggest. They didn't deserve to go through or anything, but they played better than the scoreline suggests, and like you just said, so many changes from David Wagner as well. So all of a sudden you're sitting there going, well, hang on, and Huddersfield won at Newcastle early on in the season. I've got to say, this is one of the few occasions where I've kind of understood what the traders are doing, because 19-10 Huddersfield, I think it's about right. The draw 11-5, Newcastle 6-4. I think Newcastle fabs after midweek and Brighton. I think I would probably, in the end, though, go right slap bang down the middle on the draw here.
I think one all draw, in particular, 11-2, yeah, has got to be looked at.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that whatsoever. And I was actually going to mention the both teams to score as well, because that seemed to me to be a really good idea at 10-11.
Or 3-1 for match result and both teams to score. Draw.
Well, there you go. I mean, Huddersfield conceded in three of the last five at home. They do concede an awful lot. I think they've conceded in all but... they've conceded in all but five home games this season, Huddersfield. Which is fine, because they're a great team. But you know, and they've been winning games, but they do concede at home. Newcastle, obviously, a good scoring side. I just can't separate these two sides. 11-5 looks very, very good to me indeed. Now, again, some lads who didn't play, Kachunga, of course, didn't feature. He loves playing at home. He's 9-5 anytime. Wells, 9-5 anytime as well. Noisy Brown, of course, midweek. He's 11-4. Joe Lolly got taken off early, 100-30. Van La Parra made a big difference to them and only played a little bit of the match midweek, so you can look at him at 9-2. I mean, Philip Billing, you know, people have been talking about this young lad for ages, and it seems like last night his game on TV finally broke him through to the mainstream, if you will. On the other side of it, Matt Ritchie, of course, is a man who's been scoring very well recently. A lot of goals. He's 5-2 anytime. Diame scored with a magnificent piece of purposeful skill midweek. So he's 4-1. Lascelles has got more goals than you'd imagine for a 10-1 poke as well. You know,
and I think Kieran Clark at 12s as well. I think if you're backing him any time at 12s and he's consistently around that price, you're going to make more money than you lose, because he's a real attacking threat in terms of he attacks the ball. You know, he's not the biggest by any means, but certainly been one of the finds of the season. Everyone knew what he was like, but he's proved a lot better than what everyone thought he was.
Well, I mean, my focus early on was the signings of the likes of Hanley and stuff, right? Yeah. So Clark to have come through and done as well as he has done is great. But Lascelles has scored recently, of course, as well, hasn't he? And has been a big part of quite a few games on TV, hasn't he, this season, if you think, in various ways, shapes and forms. So 10 to 11, he's not 10 to 11, poke. 10 to 1, Jamal Lascelles could be interesting for Newcastle. This is a game that, you know, it sounds a little bit cowardly, and maybe it is, but I just genuinely can't separate these two sides. That's also what it comes down to. Now, against it, you could argue Huddersfield have only had two home draws this season, so it's not a particularly regular thing. You know, I think Newcastle only had two away draws, if memory serves, but I think this could be number three. It's a tough game, and actually, let's look at this in a kind of a pragmatic way, Alex. If Newcastle get a draw in this game, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, they'll know what Brighton have done by the time they play, of course. But if Newcastle get a draw in this game, they'll know they're a long old way away from Huddersfield, who, of course, are third. That takes a game away from it. It keeps a 8-point difference between them and the playoffs. A draw isn't horrendous for them.
A draw would be a good result.
Yeah, because, you know, they're going for a run of games that are rock hard up to after that Fulham game, isn't it, basically, for Newcastle?
Yeah, we've got Reading away on Tuesday night after this. So
yeah,
not an easy spell. And if you'd have offered any Newcastle fan 5 points prior to the Brighton game, they'd have probably taken it.
Exactly.
And they'd look to be on course for that.
Pragmatically, at the moment, the title doesn't matter, does it?
This is the thing, and again, speaking as a Newcastle fan here, I don't want to come across as this is the Newcastle podcast, because it isn't.
I'm a Middlesbrough fan, so I would make sure it would never.
Yeah, exactly. But too often, I look for the Brighton result. First one I look for, Brighton result. Shouldn't be. I should be looking at the Huddersfield result.
Yeah.
In this, you're a Middlesbrough fan, as you said. Who won the league last year? Burnley?
Yeah.
You almost forget, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Literally, in a year's time, nobody will remember who won the league or who came up via the playoffs. They just remember that they actually got there and are making a decent fist of the Premier League. Or not, in Middlesbrough's case.
Maybe.
Slam.
But you're right. Yeah. Still. Yeah, that's the thing. So it's about, so they will know it's another game ticked off. It'll take into 35 games. You know, I know there's still, you know, 11 after that. But that's still 11 games left with an 8-point difference between yourself and third.
Mm.
That will do you nicely.
Of 12 games that Newcastle have won on the road so far this season, they've won 8 of those to nil. It is a pretty strong. I know that we've put up the one all draw. I'm certainly sticking with that.
Yeah,
but it's worth looking at if you are going to look for an away win. That is how 2/3 of their away wins have come across.
But Huddersfield score, don't they, as well?
You'd be very surprised if they don't.
I would definitely be playing the 10-11 both teams. I mean, that there's no doubt we're playing the 10-11 both teams. I mean, if we look at games this season at home, which is more accurate, for games at home this season where Huddersfield haven't scored, I think you're looking at one, which was Sheffield Wednesday. Other than that, they've scored in every single other game. So it's an interesting start on Newcastle, but the fact is you can't oppose Huddersfield scoring.
Would you like some interesting trivia?
Go on, hit me up.
Well, it's a question, actually. I'm going to question you. What is the link between Reggie Van La Parra and Newcastle United?
I don't know. I don't think he didn't play for them.
He didn't?
I don't know.
But his half-brother did.
Oh, of course.
Jeannie Wijnaldum,
yeah.
There you go. You see, this podcast is not just excellent betting tips. It's not just...
But I would still rather back Van La Parra on the fact that he's had loads of chances on TV games whenever I've watched. He was superb when he came in against Man City, and he didn't play anywhere near 90 minutes against Man City as well. I think they're slightly more purposeful reasons to be backing him if you are going to back him at 9-2.
Mine was just some useless information that you can...
Oh, and it was useless.
You can tell your friends at the pub. You know, if you've got any.
I'll tell the dentist.
Listeners. Yeah, go and tell the dentist.
Oh.
Right, well, we're going to have to hurry up then. I'm going to go. You're going to be left in charge of the microphone, and you're going to be doing the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Championship. Put a treble forward in that. Then we'll hear from Gav. Then we'll hear from Al. And then we'll be back next week. All the best to you, listeners. Best luck with your bets. And the same to you, Mr. Farries. Over to you.
Thanks, everyone.
So let's start then at Craven Cottage and Fulham against Preston. Fulham in the market at the time of recording at 4-5. The draw 11-4. Preston 16-5. It's an intriguing one, this one, because Preston's form has been absolutely superb in the last five. They've really picked up. They've got 3 wins from 5, battering Brentford, beating Birmingham and QPR, getting draws at Barnsley and Wigan in the process. As for Fulham, well, they've improved massively at home after what was a very tricky, sticky early start for them there. They've won the last 3 in a row, beating Barnsley, Wigan and Forest, hitting 2, 3 and 3 on 3 back-to-back occasions. You throw, of course, the loss to Spurs in the FA Cup there, but there's no great stress to that. We've also, of course, got a goal scorer, which I feel I may mention in a moment or two's time. But Preston's away form, when you dissect that, is a slightly different beast. This is a Preston side who this season have not got a huge amount of away wins in their pocket, picking up just 5 on the road, but that doesn't matter, because for me, yet again, Simon Grayson has got to be, if not the, then certainly among the managers of the season. For him to have Preston right now in 9th in the Championship, on the budget on which they're operating, when you look at teams below them, teams like Villa, even teams like Wolves who've spent absolutely massively, then you've got to be incredibly impressed with what Simon Grayson is doing. He is doing an incredible job. And I was there. I was there the day that Preston got themselves into the playoff final a couple of years ago. And the fact of the matter is, they have never at any point looked like returning to League One. They have been superb under Grayson and deserve a huge amount of credit. But then, for this game, do I want to back Preston? The answer is no, because while their form is corking, their away form is seeing them struggle to score goals and struggle to pick up wins. The teams they have beaten on the road, by the way, for which there is no criticism here whatsoever, but the trend is that it's teams who are struggling. So it was QPR early season. Norwich was a big win, but then Rotherham, Bristol City, Burton. I'm afraid to say that Fulham are absolutely not in that bracket. So 4-5 for Fulham certainly goes on to the old accumulator. I think as well this will be an overs game, which sounds a bit daft, doesn't it, to a certain extent. This is a Preston side whose games are predominantly unders when they go away from Deepdale. But then Fulham have been scoring, of course, huge amounts of goals there last five, including that Spurs game, of course. 5-5-3-2-4. If you take the Spurs game out, it's 1-5-5-2-4. So while there's been a huge amount of goals in Fulham games, there hasn't been them in Preston's, I'm still willing to take the over 2.5 here at 8-11. And you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. I don't care. I'm going to do it because he still remains one of the very best goal scorer prices and shouts in the Championship. Arguably, he's one of the best players in the Championship for me. Tom Kearney is, of course, going to be put up by myself on this podcast. 14-5 anytime, 7 league goals this season for the creative, just brilliant central midfielder who, if I was a Premier League manager, I'd be trying to buy immediately, and apparently Middlesbrough's Aitor Karanka tried to do. So goals recently for Kearney as well, so there's no doubt that he's a decent price too, but I'm going to start here with Fulham at 4-5 because while Preston's form is brilliant, the best parts of that have come at home. Next up, give me a reason why Brighton are 10-11 to beat Forest here, who are 16-5, the draw 12-5. This one, of course, happening up at Forest. I can't really see why they shouldn't be a huge amount shorter, and I mean a huge amount shorter. Forest, of course, have grabbed themselves just 3 wins in the league since the 2nd of December, and while there was a slight improvement, of course, beating Villa, they were obliterated by Norwich. They conceded 3 at Fulham. They were beaten by Sheffield Wednesday, a team who are very good but traditionally don't travel very well, and they drew 0-0 against Wigan as well. They are not a side in any way, shape or form I want my money with at Nottingham Forest, whereas Brighton, yeah, I want my money with them. A strange, strange loss to Newcastle in many ways. You could argue the Ames goal was as freaky as they come. And of course, Perez getting an incredible goal for Newcastle to win it is all fair enough. But Forest and Newcastle are two entirely different beasts. And I mean entirely different beasts. Because also, Brighton's away form this season is, I would say, surprisingly good, but it's just good. The fact is that in the last five, they have lost at Preston and Huddersfield, but they're superb home teams. And they hit 2 past Barnsley in their last away trip, so they're not afraid of a bit of travel. But outside of that, they've been superb on the road this season. They drew their opening games against Derby and Reading. They lost to Newcastle, but then Burton, Sheffield Wednesday, Wigan, Bristol City, Blackburn, Birmingham, Fulham, Barnsley. Brighton are beating the teams that they need to beat, those lower teams in the league, and admittedly Fulham and Wednesday. But the fact is that they are still getting the wins against those boys, and that for me means the world here. They are definitely the play, and they've still had 3 wins from their last 5 games in the league. They're nowhere near bad form. They have been scoring goals as well, of course. I did mention that Nottingham Forest have been conceding them. So last week I got very, very lucky to a certain extent on Fulham to score over 1.5 match goals. I'd go for the same market here, but for Brighton this week. Over 1.5 Brighton goals, by the way, 11-10. Forest have been conceding home and away recently. So Brighton, who of course scored 2 at Fulham, scored 3 at Brentford, 2 at Barnsley recently. That's a decent looking bet for me. Elsewhere in terms of goal scorers, we'll all go for Knockett, we'll all go for Murray, of course. Those are the boys that you want your money with, and quite rightly. I mean, they're the goal scorers. 23-20 for Glenn Murray. Knockett, I think, is a very good play here at 19-10. But it's an easy one, the second pick for me, really. It's a tough week in the Championship, it really is. But I think I found 3 decent bets, and the second of them is Brighton at 10-11 to beat a Nottingham Forest side. Quite frankly, you ask yourself the simple question, do you want your money on Forest? Let's finish, though, with my third and final pick, and that will be, as it has been so many times this season, Reading. 5-4 at the Medeski to beat Wolves, who are 11-5. The draw, 23-10. Reading's form of late, though, not been good, to be fair. Just 1 win in their last 5 games. That was against Brentford. 3-2, of course. It wasn't even that comfy a victory. But let's also look at who they've played, because admittedly, 2 draws, Ipswich and Barnsley, they'll be a bit disappointed by. But the last 2 games, games that they lost to nil, were at Huddersfield and at Brighton. I think we can all let them off for that. Speaking of letting teams off for some poor form, you try and do that with Wolves recently. Lost to Newcastle, lost to Chelsea, of course, in the FA Cup. But the fact of the matter is, they've also been beaten by Burton Albion recently, which is not something that they're going to particularly enjoy, of course. They've been beaten by local rivals Birmingham, which the fans are really not going to enjoy. And they've been at home by Wigan Athletic as well. This is a side for Wolves who are struggling. Now, their game in hand is against a tough team, but they do at least have a game in hand over an improving Blackburn Rovers in that bottom three. But certainly things are not comfortable at all for Wolves at the moment. And having spent big, certainly on one name anyway, they're going to want to stay, certainly in the Championship this season. But Reading are the play here. It's as simple as that for me. They're the league's 4th best home side, and odds against for the league's 4th best home side is good enough on the outrights. One quick goal scorer pick for you is good old Johnny Swift, or John Swift as his friends call him. The 21-year-old has 7 goals this season. He's had 4 in his last 10 as well. He's just won a fantastic monthly accolade too, so he's well worth a look here as John Swift. I was surprised to find him with the form he's been in recently, as big as 9-4. He certainly would be my favourite goal scorer pick. But I looked through all of these different teams, all of these different bets, in what I think is a tricky Championship weekend, and I kept coming back to the same thing. You know, sometimes it's a good idea to keep going back to the same well if you know the water is of decent quality. And while that metaphor is terrible, Reading's price is certainly not. My nap of the weekend is Reading. Whatever you're backing, whether you're for or against me, best of luck.
So into the penultimate month of the football season, it all ends late next month. Only around about 12 games left for a lot of these sides. So let's look at my 3 best bets for this weekend's action, starting with Bradford at home to Peterborough and the draw at 13-5. Bradford have played 18 games at home so far this season, 1-6, drawn 12. 12 draws in 18 games at home for Bradford. 7 of the last 8 all been square as well. So you can't avoid the draw. 13-5. Ironically, Peterborough have won their last 2 visits here to Bradford. Bradford, the only unbeaten side so far this season in League One. But 13-5 for the draw. The last 3 games at home for Bradford, 2-2, 2-2, and 2-2 against MK Dons during the week. So 16-1 might be worth a quid or two for another 2-2. Peterborough don't actually draw that many away from home, but Bradford just draw plenty. And while they continue to do that, I'm continuing to play them for the draw at home at 13-5. My next bet is my nap selection, which is Shrewsbury at home to Coventry. Shrewsbury's form at home is absolutely magnificent. They've managed to win 6 of the last 7 at home, and we've gone from being unders at Shrewsbury, 1-0 against Bradford, 1-0 against Oldham, to suddenly overs, 2-1 against Bury, 2-1 against Wimbledon, and 4-3 7-goal thriller against Charlton during the week. So Shrewsbury Town and overs is a play against a doomed relegation-bound Coventry City. I think they're resigned to the fact that they're going to be in League 2 next season. But they do score goals away from home. They do put up some resistance. They do find the back of the net. The problem for Coventry is they just tend to concede quite a few more goals. So Shrewsbury Town to win and over 2.5 goals is very tempting at 16-5. But I'm just going Shrewsbury at 6-5. Look at Tyler Roberts anytime for Shrewsbury too. 3 goals in 3 games at home for the Shrews, but they're my nap selection at 6-5 to beat Coventry. I'm avoiding Scunthorpe versus Fleetwood. I think Fleetwood are too big at 5-2. I'll possibly be looking at them draw no bet when it gets underway on Saturday. I'm also avoiding Bolton Wimbledon. Wimbledon too big at 3-1, having won at Scunthorpe, and Bolton losing players to injury and suspension. They're having a wobble. My third and final shout involves Bury versus Gillingham. Bury have found form under Lee Clark. He's come in, he's won 3 games in 3. 2 away, 1 at home during the week at home to Coventry. 6-4 for Bury is very tempting against Gillingham. But Bury tend not to win games back-to-back at home. Win, draw, win, draw, win, draw. I do fancy them at 6-4, but I think a slightly safer bet is just over 2.5 goals at 10-11. Gillingham away from home, 2-2 at Sheffield United, 2-2 at Bradford, then lost 2-1 at Coventry and lost 3-1 at Swindon. So the last 4 games away from home for Gillingham have been over 2.5 goals and over 3.5 goals in 3 of 4 games. So over 3.5 goals is also a play. Bury at home, 1-5-1, drawn 3-3, 1-2-1 against Coventry. There is an unders there with MK Dons, 0-0, and 1-0 at home to Swindon. But I think with Gillingham scoring goals away from home, Bury will have to score 2 or 3 to win this one. So I'm just going over 2.5 goals at 10-11 to finish off my treble in League 1. Bury Gillingham over 2.5 goals. So my ACCA for this weekend is the draw between Bradford and Peterborough at 13-5. Shrewsbury and my nap selection at 6-5 to win at home to Coventry. And Bury versus Gillingham over 2.5 goals at 10-11. It's all just over 14-1.
The biggest problem in League 2 right now is trying to avoid the draws when selecting an outright. There are so many in this league right now which could end all square. It's the reason I'm not selecting the games at Accrington, Cambridge, Hartlepool, Plymouth and Yeovil. They could all well finish level. They're all in fact a very big price for the draw and worth playing as singles. Draws can so often let ACCAs down, although Yeovil have drawn 4 of the last 5 and the last 3 at home. So a big price draw against Luton, who have drawn 3 of the last away games, looks tasty, but like I say, don't put a draw in an ACCA unless you're confident. So you know that I am confident when I say this week's first pick is the draw at Blackpool. For a start, the two teams, Blackpool and Morecambe, are evenly matched. They are next to each other in the table. They are next to each other on the Lancashire coast too. Well, only 30 miles or so apart. For another, Morecambe are the away day draw specialists. Both of the last 2, 4 of the last 6. But if they are specialists, Blackpool are the artisans of the X. 3-2 all draws in a row is a bit special. But it's now been more than 2 months since a game at Bloomfield Road has not finished level. Barnsley, Wickham, Yeovil, Colchester, Crawley, Crewe, Barnet. 7 games, some good opponents, some not so good, all draws. If drawing's a habit, these guys are addicts. 13-5 as well, the price. That is bigger than normal for a draw. Take it. There are some short prices that I could add to offset the big price there, but actually there are 2 home teams at odds against the prices you just can't really ignore. So the first of those is Newport. Now, I know Newport. I've only won two home games all season. Just hear me out on this one. Firstly, Graham Wesley has worked out the kinks. He's given them a chance of staying up. Only two defeats in eight, both of those away from home. And home draws against the likes of Colchester and the leaders Doncaster show they're on an upward curve. But for all the wrong reasons, this bet's really about opponents Leighton Orient. Served a winding up petition on Thursday, the net value of the club listed in the last accounts at minus £5.5 million. The club appears a sinking ship. Three defeats in a row, two of them to relegation rivals. Danny Webb's new manager bounces very much over. Sometimes bad news like this can bring a squad together, allow them to win by working harder than their opponents, but no one works harder than a Graham Wesley side, particularly since a win would see them leapfrog Orient and off the bottom of the table, Newport 23-20. The last one's the easiest of the lot. Notts County have been in decent nick, just the one defeat in seven, but look, all of those games, except two, have been against teams in the bottom nine. And if any team in League 2 is to be backed at the moment, it's got to be Stevenage, particularly at home. 19 points from a possible 21 overall, five straight wins on their own turf, scoring 14, conceding three. Odds against 23-20 is madness, and therefore, the nap. Stevenage, Newport, and the draw at Blackpool, 15.64-1.